hi, Chisom. Good day. How are you?
Hi, Chimdi. I'm fine. And you?
I'm fine. Okay, so we're going to start now. Hi, everyone. I am that Nigerian Christian alcoholic, and this is another episode of Just Talk. Continuing on sharing the first class testimony. That's the series. And today, I have an exceptional person with me. Please permit me to introduce Chisom Nando. Chisom, please introduce yourself before I say what you know me to say or I say what is not true. Just tell us about yourself.
Well, thanks, Chimdi. Hi to our dear audience. I'm Chisom. I am a graduate of law from the University of Nigeria, Nsukka, from 2021 set. Yeah, I enjoy history, movies, American movies, Nigerian movies, but I enjoy movies. You can call me a movie critic. Yeah, and I enjoy music as well. So yeah, that's about me.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Chisom. Chisom says she's a graduate of the Faculty of Law. I mean, people typically say I'm a first class graduate of the Faculty of Law, but my madam did not say it like that. So, really, it's nice to have you here. I'm so thrilled that we are able to do this episode. Yes, I have chased Chisom around to this episode. It's time that I report that to people on this podcast. I pursue this girl, Taya. Hi.
He's so offended. It's just sometimes you are not in control of your time right now, but I'm happy that we're able to do this. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Chisom. Anyways, I mean, I'm really glad that you're here. I know that your story will inspire a lot of our listeners, right? So let's get right into it. First of all, the first question I've had to ask everybody who has come on the podcast for this series is, how did you feel after your results? Like, the moment you saw that you had gotten a first class, how did you feel?
Well, there are enough words to describe how I felt at that point in time. Yeah, I've been anxious about it for some time. Also when the papers were released, so and I saw it and like saw it like finally, like that,
yeah,
that calmness that came to me. I was not even like jumping and screaming. You know, when you have been so long and you finally get it, it choked, the joy choked, so I could not say anything. I was literally just like, thank God. I felt good. It's a good feeling. It's a feeling that everyone should have. So I felt good, yeah.
Oh, thank you very much, Chisom. Chisom has said that it's a feeling that everyone should aspire to feel. Yeah, I mean, this is for everyone who is listening who has not graduated or who will further their degree. Trust me, I feel what she felt. It was a relief knowing that all your hard work has finally amounted to something. And you guys, let me catch Chisom. This girl, the rich shah.
Change this, please. This one is set up.
Why am I lying? Change this.
No, I don't read a bit. Or rather, I'll say I read. But you see, Chimdi, they study.
Okay? Finding. Everybody is finding. I sleep in the night by 9 o'clock. Or by 10 o'clock.
I sleep by 5, Abby, by 5 p.m. Sometimes I sleep by 6. So it's about sleeping, Abby. No, but I just do what I have to do, basically.
Yeah, so I just really wanted to ask, and this is something that, having conversed with Ruth recently, I wanted to highlight from your story, right? Can you just tell us some things about the process, like your journey from first year to final year? How did you do it? What peculiar thing did you do that has brought you to where you are currently?
All right. I think I'll start from your latest question or latest perspective you brought in. That's a peculiar thing. I think I had a reorientation. And that was pivotal to my success. When you have that turning point, that turnaround, I believe I think that's when things started to change. So from first year, now let's go academically.
Okay.
From first year, I came into the faculty. I had a little background. There's no one that is a lawyer in my family, extended family. Maybe from my mom's second or first cousin. That's he's into government stuff and all. So there was nothing like guidance as to, okay, this is what you should do. Nothing like that. So coming into school, I was just happy to just, you know, to just be a big girl, you understand, to experience life as I thought that time. So anything about GP, CGP, courses, a plan to get that first class, there was nothing like that.
Okay.
I think I would mention that by God's grace, I was on the merit list. And okay. I was like top 7. I think 7 on the
list. Sorry, madam. I was number 37.
I beg. But so, and it's assumed that, okay, everyone on the merit list, okay, you know what you're doing, right? You are smart. Not so smart, but like, you know, you have it, basically. With the same secondary school mindset, okay, I know book. Yes, so in school, I was on top of my class, and you still feel that way. I know many first-year students can relate with this. You still feel that you're on top from your school in maybe one village in Abakaliki, one place in Lagos. You're on top, and you come to the federal institution, and you still feel you're on top.
Mm.
Until your law faculty will tell you that you are not on top. I did not have that plan. So that's, I was just feeling, okay, now, shipping at this brain, I go run out. Normal. Mm. I did not have any plan. I did not have any plan to, to scale, to get first class and everything. So by just reading my going to class, reading, not serious reading, like I've read in like my senior years, but I just read normally. And my CGPA, it was good. For that first year, cumulative, I got 4.4.
Okay.
And so, my hostel that year, I was in Marere Hostel. I met a senior, I can't remember her name. And, she was like, how are you doing? Like, high school and everything. Like, what was your CGPA? I'm like, okay, 4.4 something. I'm like, okay. She's like, you know, you can still do it, right? Like, don't feel like you can still do it. Honestly, there's a lot of time. I was like, that was like the first time someone has ever like talked to me about like, you can make a first class. I'm like, okay. Then that was like my turning point. After my first year, beginning my second year, I started to be intentional. Not like really intentional, but from second year, I started to like start doing what scholars are doing in school. So from second year, I was intentional with my friends. Not like intentional, but even the people I used to talk to, people know, like a lot of things changed. Second year, I ran for the post of assistant class rep. Now, that post was completely accidental. I was just walking in my hostel. Then, there were people that were running, ABB, and energy, and me. Yeah. Then I told Uzo, I want to run for this thing. I want to take over from you. She said, no, while, and I'll run. Well, all these people, like, then we're dividing our supporters because I at Chinyere, we had even ABB, all of us were sharing supporters and everything. I said, okay, I'll run for this thing. And I was very serious. Then my senior politicians were giving me scope, do this, do that. I was shy, but I just had to push myself out there. And surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, I felt I would win. Why? Because one of the opponents stepped down for me. And so we collaborated and, you know, I won. So from that position, I felt that responsibility. Yeah. And I know that, okay, as you know, as a stand class rep, you cannot afford to be getting anything below B or C.
Yeah.
You know? So there's a, like, you have more responsibilities and you have to do what you came to the university to do. And so that was where some things balanced up.
Okay.
Actually, we contracts. Then we used to do Viva. I think they've stopped it in the faculty.
Yeah,
you can't afford to flop. Father Ezekiel say, open and look. And he will mock you if you just do anyhow, basically. So I think that helped to keep me like very serious. And okay. I think it's balanced. Then from third year, it became very intentional. That's okay. Mm. I was going to leave this faculty with the first class anyhow. And so third year, I had my best grade. I had my 5.0 semester. And it was a very beautiful year. Then fourth year, and I thank God for that third year, because even for
don't
that
worry,
third
no,
year,
don't even talk about fourth year, because it's one of the questions I have to ask you, because I know fourth year was crazy.
So, and you know, fourth year was still okay. So, okay, having maybe 4.6 or 4.4, you know, okay, next year you want to add, even if it's just 0.1 to the cumulative, so that it rises. And then if you don't hit your targets, you should also have a benchmark.
Yeah.
Like, God, I pray, I do not want to fall below this. And I think that's what helped me. And final year was a walk in the park. But not like that. In case 4 years are listening to me, maybe so. But yeah, the journey has been. And throughout my 5 years or six, I tried so many things. So there are different reading styles. I'll do this. In first year, I didn't make notes. Just my notes in class, dictations, maybe from philosophy. I just read and go. First year, I tried something. I discovered that it wasn't the best approach. Second year, I started doing something else. First year, I would read. Then instead of making notes, I would summarize from my head that chapter that I read. Yeah, then when I now see, okay, things I missed out, I now start pushing it inside.
Okay.
Then I discovered that method wasn't the most effective. Second year, I started making my notes whilst I was reading. So if I read Vicarious Liability, I would make my notes and read my notes. So read what I wrote with my hand, which is actually contains all the information and the important point from this. So and that's what I carried on to my final year, which was very good to me, I felt. Yeah, so that's the summary of it all.
Okay, thank you very much, Izum. I think that, I mean, we share a passion for writing. Please, I don't like to write a lot, but I just knew I had to write in school, right? I know that Chisom always had complete notes. I was one of the persons that had complete notes in my class, but Chisom always had complete notes.
Okay, I agree, but sometimes when responsibilities came up, I said slacking. But
You tried. So I think that your story points to consistency and diligence. And there's something that I'm keen on in this interview. There is something that I want to highlight to people. Amazingly and interestingly enough, Chukwurut did not finish first year on the first class. She finished first year on a 3. You finished first year on a 4.4. I finished first year on a 4.1. Right, so all of us, I mean, the story
is very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, I've been trying to point out to people that I talked to second years recently. I told them that really you're in second year, and just like that senior colleague told you, you can still do it. You still have all the time to right your wrongs, you still have all the time to build something substantial. Right, and so that's something that I want to draw from this. I really, really am seeing this and emphasizing on it just so people can see that even if you don't have a first class in first year, or things don't go as you thought they should, or you were perhaps one of the most intelligent persons in your secondary school, but then you came to school and it was very disappointing, you can stand up again and you can build on that. So thank you, Chisom, for answering that question. I'd like to go to the second question. Now, this is about, I really, really would like to, because I want as plain as possible. So I want you to tell us about a difficult time you had in school, a time that was wrecking, almost wrecking. Was there any time where you thought you would not make this first class? And how were you able to come out of it, if there was?
Okay. Was there a time I thought that I would not make a first class? Well, no. No. Since second year, since when I, or third year, when I put my mind to it, I, yeah. So, just that I knew that I was on a very like thin line. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was no time that I actually gave up and said I wasn't going to. Ironically, I think those times, my worst moments in school, even the times I had the strongest resolve that I was going to make it more than anything, but for this pain that is happening to me, I must do it. So it did not work. It did not have that negative effect on me because of pain. So connecting it with my lowest point in school was in fourth year. So some people knew about it. That fourth year, there's a particular course that everyone is always making a fuss about, and blah blah blah. It's hard, you will fail 100 F's, blah 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 blah. It's a core course, it's compulsory, it's not an elective. And so that course, I did my best. I did my best at that time to read. Even we had COVID in between, so it broke like our classes and learning. But I still read. I taught people my reading group. I discussed topics there until today. Like if you come and ask me any question, I would answer. But I don't know. I guess the devil had other plans on the day of the exam, and I still, well, it's debatable, but I still stand by what I think. I still feel I read that examination well, but now it does not matter whether you wrote it not well or you did not write it well. Now what matters is what's in your transcript. And so I got the lowest grade I've ever gotten in my life, right? So I got an E in a 4-unit course.
Wow.
A compulsory course. And I was shocked too. So that day, they were pasting the results. I was gallivanting in the faculty. Hey, they paste this thing, I got a big. And I was hoping for E, but my expectation for E, like, dropped. They said, like, only 3 people. And information was really looking that, okay, is this person? I'm like, okay, now. No, wala, got a big, will be. Pata, pata,
see, like,
I'll be, next I know CB, I know CC, I know CD. No, I was. And everyone in my group, my reading group, there's no one that got E with me. Everyone got grades above E. And I was completely shocked. For that day, I did not cry. It's shock. You know, when something disappointing, I won't call it bad, something disappointing happens, you start crying. No, that one is shock. I was in shock. Then by reflect, I went to the lecturer, this. You know, do well now. You brought the grade sheet and see now, you're even on the line just for. But you know, they can only sympathize with you and you know, and act like they care. And at that moment, you might want to see reason with them, but at that moment, I was filled with emotions and I was not having it. And then next day, I thought that I started crying. Since that day, I became very tense and anxious. Normally, I've never been anxious about my CGPA. From my first, I never calculated it. In my first, I didn't even know. Like, it's just my small calculations. Like, I got 4.4. Because when you know your full CGPA in second year, right? Your cumulative for the first year in second year. So in second year, yes, I was able to calculate. But in my first year, I was just like, okay, this is 1 point, this is 2 point. I just knew what I came out. And second year, how I even knew was because I applied for something that needed my transcript. I needed not really transcript, like that one they used to do when we had a working results portal, it out.
Yeah.
From the portal, your scratch card. So that was really like first time I actually saw PowerPoint and this. Then later in third year, that was when I got my transcripts. So first of all, I didn't used to calculate blah 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 blah. Like unconscious, I'm just doing my work and I just know, okay, I have a couple of A's, few B's, A's and B's. Then from that fourth PA, like no. I don't know if like the weight of E is very heavy.
Yeah.
On yes. So it brought my GPA to 3 points for that semester. 3.8, I think. Yes. Then it being 2 B's, I also got then 2 A's. So it wasn't the best of semesters and I cried. It's normal to cry. But one of my teachers said, you'll be fine, you'll be fine. And 2 years later, I'm very fine. I am very fine.
You're the best class babe, guys. You're more than fine.
I'm very fine. Now, even when I look at it, I don't even feel any, like, I don't feel, like some people, you know, when you can't fall in pain. And I think that's what happens to many people, even when they don't get what they feel that they deserve more than what exactly. Yeah. And they can. Another thing is forgiveness. Not like forgiving yourself, because I know you have a lot of, why didn't I, you start doubting yourself. So that forgiveness is for your own self. Like, no, don't beat yourself up. Like, no, you did what you're supposed to do. You made your notes, you shared your notes, you practiced past questions, you memorized, you did this, you supported your authorities with cases, and you did what you were supposed to do. But things don't just work out. It happens. And so I was very devastated. I went to my sister, my elder sister, who's an accountant. I told her, Somia, don't worry. That E is equivalent to many A's that you have gotten. And the many A's that you still have to get for the second semester, you have not examination. You have not written your final year, but you still have 3 semesters, 3 semester examinations to write. So you still have many things to cover up. So you're not depending. The ball, if you want an A to weigh you down, or you make sure that all the A's will cover that E. To balance everything up. So I cried though. It's like mourning a lost loved one. So I mourned for my. So but I was fine at the end of the day. That's when at the end of the day, I tried to know the cause, the factor. Okay, did I pray differently? Because I always go for confession. I'm a Catholic before any examination. Like, am I sure I went for confession that exam? you start checking. Oh, was this the one I offended? Sometimes I can be like that. So yeah, so like my lowest. But in all, that was where I meet all of that. No, this thing can't break me. Class. Yes. Even if you fall 45 on the dots. Because I know I was really... At that point, I was trying to build to get up to 4.7. But like, okay, I'm going to make sure it doesn't fall. No matter what. That's it.
Honestly, your story is so inspiring. I was very particular about this moment because a lot of people... They feel like they cannot come back after they've experienced the setback, right? And your story just shows that, honestly, if you put your mind to it, there is nothing that you cannot come back off and come back from, right? As long as you put your mind to it, there is nothing that you cannot come back from. And I have a similar experience, right? Because I think it was law of evidence. I cannot remember what happened. It was evidence, so first semester. After I finished the exam, I was really telling everybody the answer was this. Everybody telling me, no, now that question.
Yeah, you think I remember that question? Admissibility and similar facts.
God. Like, I was telling everybody it was admissibility. Everybody was like, similar facts. Everybody was like, they lied. And I was so convinced of my answer that I almost everybody I talked to me started doubting their own answer. Like, I was so sure I had written the correct thing, only for the result to come out. Oh my God. I went to check my results, and one of the lecturers, the head lecturer of the course, told me, you didn't even do well. That was how he spoke to me. He spoke, he was like, you didn't even do well, eh? You should have gotten a D. Oh, just because we gave you a C.
I'm telling you, like when I went to the other place, they said, you're even lucky. We just let us pass you people. If all these were F's, we turn to E. Hey.
We should have given you a D instead of a C. What are you pouting about? That was how he spoke to me. And the crazy thing was, that day that we checked evidence results of the first semester was the day we wrote evidence second semester exam. So I was so... My evidence first semester, I did not use as many cases as I thought I should have. I knew I wrote well, but it's like you said, I started to doubt myself. I started to doubt my abilities. I'm like, am I as intelligent as I think I am? Am I joking around in this faculty of law? Like, no lecturer had ever spoken to me like that. I mean, I get the fact that maybe if I just carry my C and I come out, I'll be... But the way he spoke to me, Kai, like, it was so distressing. I was like, am I even as good as I think I was? So I remember that the next day I went to Gary for industrial law. We had industrial law 2 days after. And I was sitting to read and I couldn't read again. I just closed my books and I went to my... I told Steph and every other person, I'm going to go and sleep. I cannot read yet. The next... What? I did not cry. Like, you did not cry. I started crying by 3 a.m. the night.
My dear, I thought, like, this thing has a psychological... Like, you will not cry. It's in shock. Then later, the tears now come.
I woke up by 3 a.m. to cry. And then I remember that I reached out to my mentor and I was like, Bryce Tanemeka, please, are you awake? And he was like, oh yes, I'm awake. The good thing is he's in another country. So it was the period where he would normally be awake. And so he calls me and we start talking. And he talks to me about a lot of things that I did not see before we had that conversation. Right? And I was able to pick myself up. First of all, he talked to me about empathy, how you don't know how people feel when they don't do so well if you've not even had the experience before. He talked to me about, you know, being able to, okay, take responsibility. Where did I go wrong? How can I fix it? And then he talked to me about being able to let the past be in the past and look forward to learning how I can build up on the successes of tomorrow. And after that conversation, I finished crying and crying and praying, and I went to go and read my books for my next exam. Interestingly, evidence, I got A the next semester and in my other courses. Right? So that was a very an experience I can relate to what happened to you. I'm really so glad that you have the story to share.
It's a testimony.
Like, you get when you share, some people, you know, sometimes people take lightly people's testimonies until you know what they had to go through to get to the point that they are at. So on this note, now we're talking about testimonies, I'd like to know what role God played in your success story. I'm very, very, I mean, you know me, Nigerian Christian, I like to so I really want to know how far God led you and all that you had to do in line with reliance on God.
Yeah, so first and foremost, I think God is, like, he's the Alpha and the Omega. And so even before university, God has been God. I want to say beautiful, marvelous, but he is. He's more than beautiful, he's more than marvelous to me. Starting from admission in a platter of gold, I know how many people to 2 years for different reasons, for baby jam, post-UTME, finances, health reasons. I know someone and I've said deferred, like cancelled 1 year and said it again, like some all those admission prices and stuff. But mine was just a smooth ride into the faculty. I don't know anyone in the faculty. I don't know anyone in just go and I just time I was feeling my damn form as Omo Eko. Now, I just go to uni, like, go where all my friends will go. When I say, you want the one that's that will do a discrimination or stuff like that, or maybe they felt not our parents can feel something low key, but feel that, they may not give you admission, or maybe you may not pass, what you're doing, but they may not give you admission, and all those stuff. So, I should just put my side in quotes, that's the rules. And so they told me to put UN in. I put UN in. Then boot jump. I didn't get an extraordinary score. I got 2.243. But my wife
was to get my old score. I got 2.7, but let's move on.
Wow. You see? So maybe that maybe a secondary school student that may be thinking, my dear, just pray. That's all. And so my work was good. Those humanities subjects.
Yeah.
Subjects we call it, yeah, because it's yeah, subject.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did well. And I think my mathematics was another thing that was considered. I don't know. Oh yeah, I got a mass. Yeah.
Smart kid. I see that. Let's just move on.
And so I think that really boosted my chances of getting admitted, and I came out in the merit list. I remember during that period, after July, August break, I was waiting for work now. My sister's house then. She said, so you're not doing anything, like you don't want to register for GCE or those funny things. They used to say. I said GCE. What is even GCE? Like I don't even know the meaning, the full meaning of the kind GCE. Like, I don't know. But let's see now. I'm hopeful. And so August. And yeah, and they publish it. So everyone calls, congrats. Yeah. I'm like, wow. It has started though, thank God. Mm. And I think at that point I knew that okay, I'm someone after God's heart. Mm. No shade to David though. King David, but after God's heart. And so the journey began. And yeah, so God has been a part of it. Another thing God has done for me, aside giving me the admission and a part of God, making me not to. There are so many times distractions. I won't say the devil, because us, we're at the beginning of our own distraction for the devil. So distractions from all sides, friendships that you're not supposed to have. And I think it's what distracted many people.
Yeah.
Put away on high first class in first year. Lost their way due to distraction.
I wonder
because their brain, that brain is still the brain. Even when you converse with them, that brain is still the same brain. Well, lost their way due to distractions. And I think that's like the hallmark of being a scholar. Mm. Understand, we first class students, we may not enjoy that topic the most. We may not, and not just first class students, like all high flyers, my high 2-1s, my friends, too, may not understand the topic the most, or you get, but is that consistency and the ability to shut all distractions, to persevere for those long hours, back pain, the headache, the migraines, to read. So, the difference between us is, okay, one person takes one. All these cases are too much to learn, Joe.
Yeah.
Then you take one. Oko and the state want to use you to explain everything in RIP. In RIP. When maybe your teacher gave you, I know in criminology they give like 6 cases. They tell you to go and study it well. All those, Musa and the state and the rest. But you take only one. And it's not the same RIP that is there. I used to explain everything. That one is, in fact, you don't even do up to what the teacher taught you, because I'm sure the teacher discussed those cases. All you see other serious students are taking the pain to get the fact of all each of 6 cases and even more and memorize it to be able to reproduce it. And truly, that's the difference between people in life, not just the academic, like all round. Like when we start living life, people that are very successful, that extra effort.
Yeah,
and it's really hard work, but that's smart, that thing that makes them smarter than you to get ahead. And so I think God like helped me to be able to my distractions and focus. And another thing, I think God helped me by bringing good people into my life. Like I can't begin to like mention a lot of people that were very instrumental to my success. That was my senior colleague.
You can do shout outs, I mean, feel free.
Well, I want to shout out to Mr. Pius in the book.
Ah, Pius. Shout.
Ella Walda. I'm Mr. Duke. Then Mr. Precious when you so many people, right? So if I can go on and on and on, even people that I met later in life when I already knew, okay, I was going to graduate, but they still brought something. God has positioned those people to... And Paris was one of those people that pushed me, like, first year results, I had just like four E's, or B's everywhere. He looked at me, and even in law courses in the first semester, it's A's and then BB. He told me, "You want to get first class? This is not what you'll be getting. Can't scatter your transcript with B's everywhere." I'm like, but it's so difficult. Now there's so many things to read. Then he told me how he learned how many cases for one arbitration, stuff like that. They inspired me basically. And so him and every other person, so many people, even non lawyers from other departments, were really, really instrumental to my success. And all glory to God for bringing those people. Yeah. And God also, God has helping me, because there's honestly at times I've had to give up in terms like you know what you're supposed to read, but you don't want to read, just want to sleep. Just want to sleep. But God still tries to give me that creativity. I think it's creativity to find creative ways of keeping yourself awake, or directing you to important things that may just come out in the examination. So yeah, God has been. And health. I think it's something that we don't ever like health. I think towards my fourth or fifth year, I had serious like I won't call it health issues, because if you know what people are going through, I won't call it, just my incessant malaria and typhoid, and you know, just breaks you down, breaks you when it's approaching the exam period. And so God just kept me. Yes, so that's what I was saying. God, without God, if I don't drop out.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you have all of the stories. One of the reasons I ask this question, so one of the reasons I'm doing this series, is just so I can give people the opportunity to look at their lives retrospectively. Sometimes you don't know how much you've had to deal with or how much you've come out of if you're not able to think back, right? To sit down and think back of what you're processing, like the moments where you thought you could not do a certain thing. Right, yeah. And how eventually you did it. I remember something that happened to me when I wrote Land Law. I remember Land Law exam. I cannot forget, because I had this very crazy anxiety. It was so bad that I could not sleep. I would sleep like I had done what I would normally do. I had read, I had summarized my notes.
Well, you can never be sure.
But almost like I remember that I slept. I probably slept for 1 hour. I slept by like 11, and I woke up by 1, and I woke up with this impeding fear of doom. Like I could sense, as in, I have never sensed that I was going to feel a curse until Land Law, and it was not even that hard. I mean, honestly.
Just reproduce what you memorize.
It was not that hard. I don't know why I was terrified. And you know what happened to me? I remember that when I entered the exam hall, the first thought that came to my head when I saw the exam question? I'm like, so this is how people fail exams. Because of that fear I had this moment of where my brain just seemed blank. I just called God. I told God, okay, I believe in you. You know, I read my brain. I was able to write an exam. And I did really, really well. Yeah. Right. So, but if you don't talk about these things, people don't know how much you had to go through. Right. That's for people. And then for you, if you don't talk about these things, you're not aware of how far God has brought you from the person who was fearful to the person who graduated top of her class. Do you get from the person who did not, who for you, in your case, for a person who, when you checked your equity, you were very distressed, to a person who eventually finished the first class. Like, you see all the many little, there are little miracles, but eventually they make a very, very big miracle.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful that we've had this discussion.
Yeah, I am too.
So do you have any last words, something you may want to share to someone who is on the journey that you were on? I know that your story will encourage a lot of people, but at their final words, something you think you've not said but you like to hint on, or you like to talk about, or something you've said before but you still want to reiterate.
Okay, yeah. As much as everything is about academics, not everything is about academics. As a student, find ways to make money. Legit means, oh, Gen Z, legit means. I'm repeating it, of making money also. Network. We keep on saying internships, opportunities, competitions. It's not like it's the only way of networking, but it's like the ones that are readily available to us, right? Yeah. So any other way you could network, I can't like overemphasize it. Like you just have to know people. Even till now, there are people like I can't walk up to speak to for some reason, or in my mind I'm like, at least okay, how do I start this conversation?
Yeah,
right. So just try to network with people. It's all about academics, right? So like no matter how you read, you can't get 5.0 as your CGPA. But realistically speaking, but at the same time, you can have like a large social network, right? You can do it. And also, I believe you can get that first class or 2-1 if that's what you really want, and have a good network. I think those two are very important. Aside God, they are very, very important. And also to my younger ones, most especially, the ones in lower classes, it's not easy, right? So you're in university, you want to express yourself, you want to go out, you want to know all the hot spots in and outside campus, in Nsukkase, in Anambra. You want to be traveling in Lagos. Yes, let me tell you, good to know they finish for this life.
At all.
For me, babe that grew up in Lagos, I would tell you, say good to know they finish for this life. The Lagos I grew up I left to come and study like in Enugu. It's not the same way it is now. All those hot places that I thought were hot in 2015, nobody goes there anymore. They have even sold those places to hotter people to take over. And that's how life is. Today, something else will come out. So like, just try to discipline yourself, right? Keep all distractions and know thyself, know yourself. If you find a reading pattern that isn't working for you, change it. Change it, my dear. You have every time to change anything. What did I say? In final year, you should know what works for you. But be open. If you see something else that works better, like in final year, say using whiteboards to read. And then everything I wrote on that whiteboard, my reading group, you know, everything I always write on that whiteboard, all came out. Highest, I'll say I'll not answer that question because maybe I really want to answer something else. But I said I'm going to law school, I'm going to buy one for myself too. Whiteboard. It's not something like it's something like I feel like it's easier. Or I don't know. That's photographic thing.
I understand you. I know that in Lothar's house, he has a board where he pastes sticky notes. I know that when I had to do equity first semester, I did a chat. I had a chat on my wall. So trust me, anything that works, we are definitely doing it.
Yes. So be open. Some people like, I'm going to write for be open. Be open. Be open to new reading styles that are effective. Another thing is, I don't know why people don't... I think people overwork the brain. Not like overwork the brain, but you stress the brain in the wrong way. And it does now help you. I know they used to say that there's some things we eat that are brain drainers. They taught me in secondary school. For some reason, I don't know if it's because of secondary school. I've avoided those things. Sleep, just like you, Chimdi. I do not read in the night. That except... I avoid it. You see me doing like highest 1 a.m. Rather, when I read throughout the day, I come in by 9 or 8 p.m., eat, sleep.
Yeah.
It's better than when I come online, it's okay, people want to ask questions, I don't answer people. 10, 11, I've slept. I would rather wake up by 4 a.m.
Yeah, so your brain is refreshed.
Refresh and revise my final revision than staying up all night. Then you call your eyes as red as.
You're so tired.
Yeah, also, to me, I feel it has effect on my understanding of the question, safe. Personally, it has effect on how I even understand the question when I stayed up. But I don't do that. My first day, I don't go for night. I stay in my hostel and read. Save myself from all the mosquito. Because it's that mosquito that will give me malaria and will make me break down during the examination. Just avoid problem. So I think keep distraction is the beginning, though. Is why we don't have 51st class from the faculty. Distraction. They are not a better crammer than all those people. So it's just distraction, and that's like. So yeah, that's my final words.
Thank you so much, Isom. Like, thank you so much. I mean, I learned a lot. I'm sure our listeners would learn a lot. How you summarize? I like your last point about people being able to get enough rest. I mean, yeah. I am very particular about it. I don't like to say I like sleep, but I like sleeping. God, I like sleeping. But I don't oversleep. Do you know that I've come to the exam hall before, right? And I noticed that my head starts to act somehow. Do you know that in the exam hall I slept? God, I did not sleep. Like, I knew they called my name. I'm one of the first persons they call. I knew how long it was going to take them for. I knew that I was going to get at least 20 minutes of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And people were revising around me. I never listened to anybody. I slept. And when I woke up, I wrote my exam very, very well.
Yes, it happens.
Like, a rested mind can be produced. You can tax a rested mind. But if your mind is not rested, your brain remembers. Your brain is as elastic as it gets. But if you're tired, your brain is not ready to be tasked.
Yeah. Another thing, this one I even need to see. People, I don't know why people feel that reading throughout the semester or reading early is not, or they have accepted that it's 2 weeks to exam that is that what works for them. Now they have been getting good grades. Yes, if you read 2 weeks to exam, my dear self, you are even early. So we will read. You see that we read for the exam. That's like they will divide it. They will not go in order of like how bulky the courses are. They will not do night class like Jesus Christ.
Sorry, that's let me just say something funny. Sorry for interrupting you, but do you know that I was in an exam and somebody told me that he did not read for this exam just before the exam to summarize the course for him? That he plans to get a D.
And that's it. And I feel like anything worth doing is worth doing well. Like, just do it well. Like, if you're going to use us, if you're going to register the course, come to class, just do well. Then, not limits for maybe like circumstances where you are beyond your control, like for some reason your script is missing and you now like, don't worry, there's things like that could happen. I don't pray it for you, but let that be the case. But let it not
be that you did not do your part.
I did not do your part, right? All those people I used to read one day to exam, like, my dear, if you can, right, a month to the exam.
The day you begin lectures.
The day you begin lectures, but if I had my time, but I know I had other extracurricular activities that took my time. That's why I couldn't really stick to the first day of lectures thing. But like, don't midterm, mid semester, start reading. At least start reading, start making your notes. And also, on behalf of those that used to have notes, if you are taking people's notes, please return it back and stop tearing them.
Thank you so much. So it was a delight doing this with you.
Thank you, Chimdi. Thank you.
So thank you everyone for listening. I am that Nigerian Christian alcoholic, and this is Just Talk. I'm sure that you learned a lot. If you're following on Spotify, please drop a comment. If you're listening on Google Podcasts, drop a comment. I mean, share amongst your network. Thank you for being here with us, Chisom. We're calling today now.
Thank you.